The event honors authors and writers that have contributed significantly to the Commonwealth's literary tradition. Local writers, authors, and poets read from the works of this year's group of inductees, which include individuals such as Harlan Hubbard and Allison Hagen Rice. Thursday's ceremony also marks the second time that Carnegie has inducted a living writer, author Bobby Ann Mason. She was overjoyed.
This is a huge honor. I am really rather overwhelmed by the attendance at this induction ceremony and by so many wonderful writers who are friends and acquaintances.
Another notable inductee was songwriter Gene Ritchie. Carnegie Center director Neil Chethick says the center took full advantage of this when paying tribute to her work.
What that allowed us to do was to have Gene Ritchie's family members come and sing some of her songs for us. It was absolutely delightful.
More information on inductees past and present can be found online at carnegiecenterlex.org. For WUKY News, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.
Where Kentucky's old North Fort comes singing along on the banks of the little green.